All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, March 28, 2023. It's 10:47 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order. We'll begin our meeting today, as always, with the pledge of the invocation, which today will be led by Commissioner Pierce, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Commissioner Erickson. If you feel led to rise.
Dear God, we pause now to give you the most wonderful thanks for all the things that you've done for us. We thank you for this opportunity to meet. We thank you for the folks that have been here. We're standing room only today. We appreciate that. We ask that you bless us, help us in making the decision in your name. We ask also pause to ask you to be with those folks in Mississippi who are going through a terrible time in their lives. In God's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Just a preliminary word under County Commissioners Item D via the addendum was to conduct a public hearing to consider the petition for creation of Emergency Services District. That hearing will now take place on May 2nd because of some deadlines that need to be met for public notice. And so Item D under the County Commissioners will not be held today. Going a little bit out of order, Item A under Management Information Systems is considering possibly approve a resolution recognizing Mary Ann Petrie for 17 years and 2 months of service to Jefferson County's MIS Department and the citizens of Jefferson County and wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Mary Ann, if you'd like to come forward. We really don't want anybody at MIS to retire right now. But short of having the sheriff hold you, I don't know what else we can do. So this resolution reads, whereas Mary Ann Petrie, working as a programmer analyst in the Management Information System Department, has dedicated 17 years and 2 months of her life to the service of Jefferson County and its citizens, and has shown the dedication and excellent work ethic while being on call 24/7, 365 during her years of employment, providing support to the Jefferson County Jail computer systems. Whereas Mary Ann has always proven to be a dependable, successful, trusted employee and mentor who, through hard work and commitment to excellence, has earned the respect of her colleagues and the citizens of Jefferson County, and has contributed to the future of the Management Information Systems Department by taking the responsibility of the Texas TRN criminal history reporting when the state made regulations in 2009 requiring all counties in Texas to be in compliance in order to keep grant funding. This included going through training and writing programs to integrate the court systems with the Texas TRN criminal history systems. Whereas Mary Ann has spent many hours researching criminal records, including markings, tattoos, and physical features to assist police agencies in research criminal investigation, and has helped many agencies such as local police, bond companies, defense attorneys, and district attorney's office by creating reports of data sets which would assist with important job duties representing the criminal justice system of Jefferson County, and has recently helped the Jefferson County Jail with their Go Live and the new Odyssey system by providing on-site support and training to create a smooth transition from the in-house system, including many long hours and overnight hours, and having made a significant contribution to Jefferson County MIS Department, she is recognized for her unselfish devotion to the common good and the welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County, and will certainly be missed by her friends, co-workers, and the citizens of Jefferson County. But Jefferson County Commissioners Court resolves and honors and commends Mary Ann for her dedicated service as an employee and congratulates her on her retirement, wishes you many wonderful years in retirement and any future endeavors you might have. Signed this day by the members of the Commissioners Court. Would you like to speak, Marianne?
Thank you. Thank you, and I'll miss everybody here, especially my jailers and the people that I work with so close in the correctional system. But everybody, it's time for me to go. Y'all voted on a new computer system. Mine's out the door, so am I.
Well, we have a flag that was flown over the Jefferson County Courthouse in your honor. We want you to have that along with it. It goes with it. Mary, Jeff, y'all have anything you want to say?
Well, Jeff just said, you know Mary does, because I talk a lot, so sorry. But I just want to say that I have really enjoyed, I'll try not to cry, I have really enjoyed working with Marianne. She has taught us so much in our office, but she goes above and beyond to help, especially the jail. She's called me at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, because the jail's calling her and she's having some issues. So she has given everything she can give to this county and to help keep the criminal justice system moving. But I also want to thank her because, you know, this transition from AS400 to Odyssey, she got right in there and taught me some things that I didn't even know about Odyssey that she didn't really need to learn, but she did because she wanted to help the jail. She went and even spent a Saturday night out at the jail all night, the first weekend of go live, so she could make sure that they could do their job, and we just really appreciate that very much.
Spent the night at the jail all night? That sounds kind of fishy.
I was on the good side of the board.
One of the things, I'm not going to walk away over there, but one of the things that people don't understand is if that computer system doesn't work, we let people out, or people stay in jail longer than they're supposed to be. So it's not just about a system. It's about civil rights. It's about doing the right thing. And whenever we call her, she showed up. And so we're going to miss her. We don't know what we're going to do, not just for the transition, but for the old system. And so thank you for all of your service to the community, not just to us, but to the community.
I did, Sheriff. I did tell that because I'm glad you did that. We were advised about certain things happening, and that was one of our nightmares. And Judge was and I was talking about last week. We really appreciate that. Didn't know it, but that's a lieutenant. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, and all our very best. Did you, Marianne, did you want to introduce your family or anybody you had here with you?
Yeah, my husband, Bill Petrie, my dad, right. Tom Matthews, awesome. And my sister, Lynette Mimi Tay.
All right.
Mimi Jackson and Brandon's baby.
Mimi Jackson.
All right.
Nice.
All right. Well, thank you. All right, moving on to our regular agenda under purchasing, item A is to reject all bids for a term contract for generator inspections, routine maintenance, and service for Jefferson County pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 326. Item B is consider and approve specification for invitation for bid for a rebid of term contract for generator inspections, routine maintenance service for Jefferson County. Pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item C is consider and approve specifications for request for proposals for the lease of properties acquired as a result of a buyout. Item D is consider and approve execute, receive, and file a contract extension for automated teller machines installation and operation for Jefferson County with citywide ATM for an additional 90 days to expire June 29, 2023. Item E is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with Access Surveyors, LLC, to perform surveying services for right-of-way establishment of the unimproved portion of Erie Street and Highland Avenue extension, the amount of $8,850 in accordance with the discretionary exemption authorized by Local Government Code Section 262.024A4 of personal professional service. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Item A is to consider and approve a one-time extension of time to use vacation carryover for employees that have been directly involved with the Tyler Technology implementation per the attached list. Hours must be used by, and I'm going to need, with the motion, a fill-in date.
I make a motion that we accept that by May the 15th.
Can we do the 13th? That's a cutoff for payroll.
13th. Correct my motion.
May 13th.
Okay, we'll take that item separately. It's been moved that we move that to May 13th. Do I have a second
so
on
moved.
That?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford. Seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Item B is to receive and file the Jefferson County Annual Comprehensive Financial Report for fiscal year ended September 30th, 2022. Item C is to receive and file the SAS 114 letter from Patilla Brown and Hill LLP for the fiscal year ended September 30th, 2022. Item D is to receive and file the financial and operating statements for county funds only for the 3 months ending December 31st, 2022. Item E is to receive and file the financial and operating statements for county funds only for the month ending January 31st, 2023. Item F is to receive and file the modification of intergovernmental agreement number 23 with the U.S. Marshals Service to adjust the current per diem rates effective February 1st, 2023. Item G is to consider and approve reallocation of Ford Park capital equipment funding in the amount of $7,000 for the purchase of a four-drawer refrigerated base unit with charbroiler and griddle. Additional item to be purchased is a commercial-grade popcorn machine. Item H is regular county bills, check numbers 504-660 through 504-868. Item I is to receive an update. Well, we'll do that separately. Via addendum, item J is to receive and file financial and operating statements for county funds only for the month ending February 28, 2023. And item K is consider and authorize the county judge to submit a release of funds and environmental assessment certification for the Crane Biogenerator Project funded by the GLO's Community Development Block Grant Hurricane Harvey Disaster Infrastructure Grant.
So moved.
Been moved.
Second.
On items
A through H
and J and K and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Item I is to receive an update on the ARPA funding allocations. Do you have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Wait. We're going to receive them.
We don't really have to vote on that. We can receive the update in any event. So go ahead.
Yeah, part of this is just timelines and where we need to be. I know we're talking about some limited time for next week's agenda, so I need to have another workshop because of what's transpired. Basically, what you have in front of you is what I believe is the most recent funding that we've proposed. Looking at that, we had $26.8 million available that wasn't already committed or held back for lost revenue, admin fees, or what we had available. And as you know, we had we were about $30 million over in funding, so we had to do some reductions.
Okay.
And so what I'm picking up on, just with discussions, is that we need to relook at the water projects again. Pulled back on the funding for Shalom Healthcare. Judge has brought up a question regarding parks funding and if we can...
Yeah, and I'll tell you what my thought process is. From Hurricane Rita, Hurricane Ike, every other disaster allocations that we've received, we have always given 99% of that money to drainage districts, other cities, people to do flood control projects, projects to harden infrastructure that would make it less susceptible to damage. And we've really never really kept any of this money for our own projects. And one of the areas that I would like the Commissioner's Court, and I will tell you that Patrick is having conversations with Title Basin about the eligibility, and we're still waiting on some information about that. But one of the areas where Jefferson County is a little bit behind some other areas of the state is in public parks, hike and bike trails, things like that. I asked Patrick to look into the eligibility of giving each of the four precincts some amount of money for that purpose. And so between now and the time we get some eligibility determinations, will each of the precincts give that some thought for the purpose of improving. I know in earlier eligibility information that came from National Association of Counties and some other ones, outdoor activities that would spur people to exercise and do things like that were eligible. There's some later guidance that's questionable, and we're still trying to get the answers to it, but I would like for each of the precincts to have some funding for those types of projects, whether you did them individually in your precincts or whether you all came together and decided to fund one larger project, whatever the wishes of the commissioners is, it's fine with me, but would like to see some progress made in that area to the extent we're able to do it.
Judge, I have something that I want to also interject here, and I think it's very important. I've looked around at a lot of projects. That's why I asked a question about legacy and Habitat Humanity. Anybody that's helping that low to moderate community, the people 62, 60, 65 or older, that homes have had problems and they couldn't do anything during the pandemic, anything else, anything we can help down that line, I would also be hoping that we can try to help.
Yeah, Commissioner, you know, Vivian Ballou with Legacy Community Development had reached out kind of after, you know, at the time we were oversubscribed. It was before we'd gone and reduced some of those and eliminated some of those projects. So with what you're looking at, and, you know, like I said, we need to have another workshop. And I think we need to start heading towards putting some agreements together, specifically with these water projects. So we're not just making an allocation, we're getting the contract, getting it under contract. That way, those entities can move forward. Along with, you know, with the judge's comments on the parks and going back to, I provided you with, you might not have seen this in a while, our lost revenue, spending, and where we are there, because we have had some changes. There has been some price increases. We've readjusted some of the funding, and that kind of ties in with where you go with the parks, because what we pretty much allocated most of that money under our lost revenue, the $10 million. So when you go outside of that, you go what's called a capital expenditure category. It's outside of the lost revenue if you were going to fund with the parks. And in a nutshell, of course, there's some limits if you go over $1 million for the project itself, but one of the things is their standard of eligibility is it has to respond to the pandemic's public health and economic impacts, and it must be related to the pandemic impact. You know, it's kind of broad. So that's what Judge was talking about as far as looking at the categories. And there was some frequently asked questions about parks that, you know, yes, they could qualify, but you have to make that determination. And so, because I do recall, you know, at the time, trying to get people outside, you know, because it wasn't good to be indoors during the pandemic together, you know. So I would anticipate I will need a little bit of time, so I'm thinking 9 o'clock next Tuesday.
We are meeting, just as a reminder, the Commissioner's Court, because of some obligation that every member of the court has to attend an ExxonMobil project ribbon cutting. We are going to be meeting in Commissioner's Court at 9:45 a.m. next week. So, yeah, it has to be.
Yeah, I think we can pull it together. And I can visit with Vivian and see if she has any kind of idea as far as, because at the time I said, you know, we're already oversubscribed. We can't accept any more at that time.
But 9 o'clock.
Patrick, I do think it's important for us to go ahead at some point and vote on these allocations that we've kind of already talked about to move forward, because there are some of these entities that may need to, you know, go out for votes and bonds and to finish up the project. So the sooner we get them, you know, out there and done, the better.
Well, we can, along with that, we can put an agenda item on there.
Patrick, another question. We don't have any low to moderate percentage and nothing like that we have to meet, do we?
Not specifically. There was some guidance to try to steer money towards populations that had been hurt more than others economically during the pandemic.
And we need to keep in mind that each of the cities also got ARPA allocations.
Correct. So. And along with that, we still have our allocation we're holding separately for the
Diversion Center,
which is, we need to get that moving on a committee or however that's going to be formed to, because it takes a lot of parts, law enforcement, judicial, and the DA, and all that working together on this plan.
All right. Thank you. So we'll move on to agenda items under County Commissioners. Item A is consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Mark Lane for his 11 years and 10 months of service to Jefferson County Precinct Number 4 and wishing him well in his retirement. Item B is consider and possibly approve receiving file oath of office and statement of officer for 2023 appointments as Commissioner of the Sabine Nature Navigation District for Larry Grantham, Kenneth Duhon, Sherry Arnold, Joe Johnson, and Rick Lewis. Item C is to Jefferson County. We'll take that separately. And item D via addendum will be held on May 2nd. So do I have a motion on items A and B?
So moved.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. All right. Next one is to hold a public hearing, which was supposed to be held at 10:30 a.m., but it is now 11:10 a.m. It's the Jefferson County Historic Courthouse located at 1149 Pearl Street, fourth floor, regarding the submission of an application to the Texas Department of Agriculture for the Texas Community Development Block Grant Program for the program year 2023-2024 Community Development Fund. So I have a motion on that item.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Do
all
we
in favor? Say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. So a public hearing is now open. If anyone wishes to comment,
do we have anybody here from the
lectern?
We have our grand attorney, Shire. Excuse me, my voice is not cooperative today. This is just a formality to move forward with the application process.
Okay. Does anybody wish to speak, ma'am?
Yeah. Hi, I'm a Denise citizen, and as far as the application, it's open. So do you go and apply for it, or you wait, or what?
We will apply for it. This is a process that have to go through.
to make sure that we have support from the citizens also.
Okay.
So your name, ma'am?
My name is Denise Citizen.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, I get teased a lot, so I'm a citizen. So I guess I'm kind of dumbfounded in that field as to, I'm not understanding. I know you said that you would have to apply for it and everything, but do you know how long the process is?
We have a deadline of May. And then, of course, it
goes
to the state level. And then, that could be.
Hey, Deb.
Oh,
hey, there you go.
That could
be. I can't give you a time frame.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I gotcha. I was just curious because I didn't know, because I was getting a home and I didn't know the process. I'm having it put in cheeks where I come from. So, and I didn't know the process of it. So that's why I was curious. Because I had been on one waiting list since 2021. I think it was with the Jasper. We had a contract with some people in Jasper, I think it was.
And that's a totally different one. I think
right.
That came
that's
under
a different program.
Right, I know, but that's what I'm saying. And right. Then when I went to inquire at the precinct, they said that that was no longer valid. And the lady put me on this list. So that's why I was curious as to the length of time and stuff. Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Hello, Commissioners. I'm Beverly Hatcher. I reside in Jefferson County. Thank you so much for this public hearing. I'm like the speaker right before me. We are here very, very curious. I would like to specify, especially hearing what Commissioner Alford said, that housing for low to moderate income throughout Jefferson County. I don't know if the grant funding would allow that, but I would think in the collaboration with churches, with organizations like mine, so on and so forth, it would be really, really great if community housing, especially low to moderate. And over the past month or so, I've been inclined to understand how the handicapped and rehabilitation homes are also important. You all know me. We've stuck with you for a year or so regarding renting, but we're also very, very interested in housing. Please consider if there's any way in the grant funding something can be for housing and especially low to moderate income and the handicap. Thank you.
Commissioners and Judge, I'm Vernon Dirty. I want to commend you all on the application process and identifying the fact that we need to get on it early and not late and make sure that we can meet those deadlines. Similar to what Ms. Hatcher spoke about, this $26.8 million, if it can be directed toward housing for low and moderate folks, we sort of need to change the narrative in Jefferson County about what needs to be done and who needs to be receiving funds. There is no secret that the minority community has not received the type of attention in the past that it should have received. And now that these funds are available, I would hope that those who are in position to shape proposals and information toward getting some of these funds to address some of the maladies and shortcomings in these communities. Not only housing, but there's drainage. I do appreciate the fact that you want to do hike and bike trails. That is real nice, get people outside. But there are people who need to be inside also in fair housing and good living conditions. So please consider shaping the narrative by directing funds. If they see us, if they see the county trying to direct funds that are available to what they are saying would not meet the criteria, maybe they would and they should change the criteria to accept those bodies. Thank you again.
Hello, hello everyone. My name is Ronald Morrow, and I'm hoping that the application will go forward. I also have a pending Gibbons Assisted Living that's coming on Kidd Road for dementia and Alzheimer's patients that I provided care for. So it would be great to see that as of right now it's pending, whether I would have to use a septic, and it would be great if we can have a sewer line that's running so that we can provide a better care for these residents.
My name is James Strambler. I live on Kidd Road as well. And I want to know if you can explain to us the exact purpose of the grant, what all it's going to cover, and possibly a dollar amount if we apply and submitting the application.
Okay, the grant administrator here can describe the eligibility criteria as well as the total amount of funding.
Okay.
Thanks.
Good morning. My name is Patrick Wiltshire with Public Management Incorporated. We're the grant administrator. Briefly, so the funding is to the Texas Department of Agriculture.
Can you pull that mic down?
The funding is for the Texas Department of Agriculture. It is a maximum grant request of $500,000, and there is a match requirement for the applying jurisdiction. So in this case, the county has a match requirement based on population of 15%. The purpose of the application and the program is strictly for infrastructure improvements based on the region's identified priority projects. And in Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission, those projects are water, sewer, streets, drainage. Just to clarify, there's been references to housing that is not an eligible activity. We cannot do housing reconstruction rehabilitation. It is solely for infrastructure improvements that will benefit houses. The stage that we're in, if I could address that, is to receive comments relative to needs within the county, the various precincts, but no set project has been identified for that. We still need to establish projects, budgets, beneficiaries, in other words, those that would benefit from said project and budget. Application deadline is May 3rd. In terms of what to expect from a May 3rd application deadline, you have a state review period, and this is what we refer to as a biennial funding. So we have an application submitted for potential funding in the fall of 2023, so the fall of this year or the fall of next year, where an award would be made at the very soonest, late this year, closer to fall, winter, early next year, if you were funded in 2023.
So, yeah, and just for the edification of those that are listening, I think this is our eighth application. And in the prior seven applications, all the money was used primarily in Precinct 4 for first-time sewer service for low to moderate income households. So it's always been used for low to moderate income households. And I would say that probably 70%+ of all the money that we've gotten since Hurricane Rita has been spent in low to moderate income areas. So we keep a close eye on that.
Let me clarify something. A minute ago, I asked to Patrick about seeing about legacy. We're talking about a totally different amount of money to a different cause. That's the ARPA funding.
Right.
That's funding that came from the federal government. Where he talked about the $26 million, that's fundings that came from the federal government with opportunities. And that I was asking to get him to look at how could we potentially help the individuals 60, 65 and older that may have problems with their homes. How could we potentially direct funding to this agency or another agency to help? That's what that was about. This one here is about first-time sewer services, and on the first five grants we had, the first two basically went in to put the direct main from the city of Beaumont to the community of Cheeks and everything leading up to it. The remaining went to putting in infrastructure and giving people an opportunity, and grant number six number six and number seven went to anybody in the county, because what we found in all four precincts, we had the same problem. We just expanded it, not to do the low gravity. We did expand it to do area systems in parts of the county of individuals that had long-term problems where we found waste was going into the ditches, and we had to correct that problem because individuals could be fined. So basically, this grant benefit the citizens of Jefferson County, and it has continued to do so. I just want to clarify.
Thank you so much.
Got one more.
Morning, Terry Sanders. I live in the rural area of Cheek. Thank you for all your work, Councilman Alford. Quick question. When it comes to the precinct, down in Precinct 4, how do we get all of this valuable information into our community as to where it can be disseminated properly? Not everyone can make it here. And because of that, the narrative starts to shift. We hear a little bit here, we hear a little bit there. Not only that, when the information comes out, particularly with a grant like this that can really be a benefit to the people in my community, how do we get that information publicized properly so everyone that needs it, including myself, can actually get there, apply for it, and understand exactly what the money is for and what the process is. The process and all of the analogies and stuff that I hear barking across the room, that's great. But it doesn't get to the people that really need it. And the ignorance of not knowing how to apply for it and keep missing it just by a couple centimeters or even getting on a list and find yourself dying on that list. How do we prevent that? How do we quickly get the money to the people that need it or who are able to apply for it? And not only that, get that locally to the precinct so you can get maybe just a cosmic of all this mindset into that area so those people can easily get there and get the information as needed. If that can be achieved, I think the people that really need the money and who are really just falling behind the line because they don't understand the process can really get it. You know, if you can consider something like that, I think that would help our area a great deal. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If you don't mind, get in touch with us. We would like any ideas. Normally what we do is I have staff that had passed it out in every mail, in the mail. We went to West Jefferson for the first phase of this, put it in water bills so everybody can know about it. We have done it from that perspective because we know everybody should have some type of utility services. That's why we have a grant administrator. That grant administrator sent out information in the media from the standpoint of the newspaper and things of that nature because the community doesn't have a website. And that would be something the community would have to endow there. That would make everything much easier, something like they do over on Gilbert Lakes Estate side. They have a community website, something of that nature. Sure.
Good afternoon. My name is Johnny Freeman, and I'm here on behalf of, we bought a property directly across the street from Precinct 4 for my mother, who's 76 years old. Was unaware about the sewer system until we applied for the water. Right now, the property has been cleared out. There's water, there's light, but there's no sewer system. So not able to use that property at all. We heard about the grant. One neighbor on one side of me was able to get it. I have another neighbor that's elderly. She yet has been able to get it as well as my mother. We checked into what it costs for the sewer system, which is extremely high. So we've been waiting. It's been about a year and a half now. So this property is still sitting. Mind you, because it's been cleared and because we've done some work to taxes and everything is already going up, and we're not even able to use the property. So again, I hear you. We don't have a definite answer for as a time frame, you know, when the grants are going to be available, more money is accessible. But again, we're in a dilemma to do we go ahead and still go ahead and invest in a new sewer system because it seems like it'll be a waste of money. Then the government or the county then goes and decides to honor it. So we're just in a dilemma and not knowing exactly what to do with this property.
Thank you.
and she really needs it. She's not wanted. She's been in the county for 40 plus years. And not wanting to stay, I tried to take her home with me, which is outside of Houston, but she's wanting to be in her comfort zone. So we're trying, as a family, trying to honor that. But again, we're on hold.
I'm just going to mention to you, sir, that as I look across the landscape of the 254 counties in the state of Texas, I don't know of any that provide sewer service other than in Precinct 4, which was responsible for applying for this grant that hooked up some of the citizens of Cheek to the city of Beaumont sewer system. In almost every other county in the state of Texas, people who use and live in the unincorporated areas use on-site sewage systems. And so this is really a perk that came about as a result of the first seven rounds of this grant that Commissioner Alford applied for, which had never really been available in unincorporated areas before. If you go to any other county and you look in the unincorporated areas, you'll see that either people have on-site sewage system or they're a part of a municipal utility district that provides that, where it's really, really, really expensive. So just a little background information.
And let me add to that. We put this in as grants, but the beneficiary behind it is the citizen and West Jefferson. West Jefferson took it in. That board gave the okay to take it in and start collecting and doing what they had to do. We put it in, and it goes directly to West Jefferson. All we are is a facilitator. Okay, ma'am.
Hi, my name is Bonnie Bassett. I have a question. I don't know who it's to be addressed to, but when you apply for a grant and you qualify for the grant, but you can't get it because you're told that there are no funds, there are no more funds, but then you hear that the funds were sent to another community, even though it was allocated for one, who's responsible for that?
Okay.
To make the changes? Is it legal?
Okay, so number one, our rules of decorum are that we comment on pending agenda items. And I will tell you, we're going to have a change next week, and that is that we're going to move the public comment section up to the beginning of the meeting based on. We've always had it at the end of the meeting, but it's kind of meaningless to do it at the end of the meeting after we've ever already voted on everything. So we're going
to
move public comments. But in 99% of the grant allocations that the county's received over the last 16 years that I've been here, we've spent 100% of the money. Now, we may be allocated $42 million from the disaster recovery program. And people make application to grant administrators, and typically it's like our ARPA money, where we have $48 million in money and we have $80 million in requests. Almost all of that money normally, as traditionally, has gone to low to moderate income communities. They serve them on a first come, first served basis. The low to moderate income individuals take precedent over individuals that are middle income or higher income, and they don't normally even serve the middle income people until all of the low to moderate income people have been served. So it's not a question of us sending money anyplace else. I can only think of one instance, and that was because of no qualifying projects that were eligible under that particular program. We have always spent everything we had, and in some cases plus some, with additional county revenues. And it was just that, like all federal grant programs, we have more ask for the money than we have money.
And so you're saying, if it was done illegally?
I'm not catching.
I asked about applying for money that was allocated for a community, but you were put on a list and the money was sent to another community.
Okay, can you tell me when you think that happened?
Recently.
Okay, can you tell me which grant you're talking about? We'll be happy to look into it for you, but I'm not aware
of
that.
For the grants for the sewer system?
Are you talking about the city, ma'am, or
no,
the
I'm
county?
I'm talking about Cheek, Texas.
Every dollar of money we've ever gotten, to my knowledge, we've spent on the sewer systems out there.
Okay.
But if you have specific address or something you'd like us to look into, we'll be happy to get auditing to look into that.
Okay. And if it's a person won't be penalized because you're bringing it to somebody's attention that something may have been done.
We have no desire to penalize you, and the federal regulations that govern us and the covenants that we enter into whenever we have a grant program prevent us from doing
okay.
so.
Thank you.
Miss Bonnie,
yes.
If you don't mind, send it to me. Mm-hmm. I will check.
Okay.
All right,
thank you.
Okay. Any other public comment? We do thank you for your input. Under County Treasurer, we have two items. Item A is consider and possibly approve a collateral substitution held by the Federal Home Loan Bank on county funds, which would involve replacing pledged securities with an irrevocable standby letter of credit. Our collateral position will not change and will remain well over the 103% minimum. Item B is consider and approve a $74 wire transfer fee to Wells Fargo Securities for February safekeeping fees. Do I have a motion on those items under Treasurer?
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And we've already done management information systems, and that completes our regular agenda as well as our public comment. And Annette, if you'll please do me the favor on our following, move the public comment up to the first item on the agenda so that we can do that in advance of our voting on any issues. Commissioners, anything y'all wish to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Yeah, make sure you go out and enjoy yourself at the fair. Got a chance to bring my grandkids out there. You will enjoy it. Bring a few dollars.
I just mentioned, remember, we're moving Commissioner's Court next week only.
9:45 a.m. And any elected official has anything that wishes to bring the attention of the public without our taking action? If not, we thank you all for being here today, and we are adjourned.
All right.